Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 27th of March. Economics enters a sort of limbo phase for the next few weeks. We will get economic data, but this is data before any effects of financial volatility have had time to register. The question is whether bank lending standards are going to tighten, and if they do tighten, how much that will then affect consumer demand, and if there are second-round effects from that slowing of consumer demand. This is going to take some weeks, probably 2 or 3 months, to emerge from the mass of economic statistics. The optimistic case is that lending standards at larger banks do not tighten too much, and that the situation is no more than a continuation of the tightening of lending standards that was already underway. The pessimistic case is that consumers are forced to face the reality of falling real incomes, and a fear of unemployment starts to increase, which raises precautionary savings and further cuts consumption. There are reasons to err on the optimistic side for now, but there can be very little certainty. In the States, Federal Reserve President Kashkari over the weekend said that the financial volatility had increased the risks of recession, but it was too soon to judge, which is basically what I just said. The Federal Reserve had quite probably tightened policy too far anyway. Raising rates is a very poor policy response to a profit-led inflation episode. It will eventually reduce profit-led inflation, but it does a lot more damage than other policies might do to achieve the same objective. It was reassuring that Kashkari indicated the Fed was monitoring bank lending very closely. This is one of the few areas where the central bank will have superior knowledge to the financial markets. And while it might seem obvious that this has to be a priority for the Fed, one can take nothing for granted at the Powell Fed. The UK has the benefit of Bank of England Governor Bailey's wisdom today. He's speaking at the London School of Economics, and the audience allows the opportunity for a more detailed discussion of economic issues. The Governor is testifying to Parliament tomorrow on the failure of SVB, and the audience on that occasion perhaps requires more simplified language and concepts to be presented. The bank is around the peak of its interest rates. The UK is a more rate-sensitive economy than many others because of the mortgage rate structure, and unusually has overt fiscal tightening in play as well. Germany is giving the March IFO Business Sentiment Opinion poll, which the consensus is expecting to be stable to slightly weaker. There's not really been a strong trend in the tone of the media of late, and the spin around the economy, rather than economic reality, tends to matter more when we're talking about survey-based evidence. That's all for today. Have a good day.